Welcome back to When the Kids Go Down. My name is Ari Thomas. The kids are in the shower right now because our internet is down. Oh, I just closed my book on accident. But our internet is down and they are so bored that they went in the shower. And normally, like, they wouldn't even, well, maybe they would be watching TV at this moment, but like, typically, we don't wake up with TV. They kind of just wake up and play with whatever they feel like playing with that morning. But when my kiddo was in his room this morning playing, he kept trying to like play music on his Google Assistant and it wasn't working because the internet was down. And then he wanted a snack and then he went in front of the TV and was like trying to chill out. And I was like, dude, there's no TV right now because there's no internet. And he's just like, I'm gonna get a shower. So that's what he did. I hope he had a good week though. I'm gonna talk about some stuff from last week. So last week we talked about our human design environments, and I did add those to the I added it to the show note where you can go for the app, I believe. Yes. And then I added the environments to my Instagram stories on the podcast. So I think that I said that I thought that Beck was mountains. He's not. He's kitchens. And he's specifically dry kitchen, which is an environment. And then Mika and Ryan are both the same type of cave, which is like something. Shoot, hold on. I have to pull them up right now. A lot has been happening this week. It's been a crazy AF week. Okay, so mountains, kitchens, shores, valleys, caves, and markets. Okay, so they're both blending caves. And then I am an external market, I believe. And yeah, I'm an external market. They are blending caves, and then he is Beck is a dry kitchen. So the reason that I bring this up is because I have been wanting to go to Lowe's to go buy. I know I said I was in a plant buying ban, but that was for spring. Okay, now we're in late summer, and I think I'm gonna have to get some succulents because that's what it says to do. It says to bring dry plants or drier plants into the kitchen environment because that's what he had. I don't know. That'll like bring him joy. And I have noticed that this does work with Mika in implementing his environment in his room. So, like, Mika loves tents and he loves to build forts and he loves to throw blankets over things and he loves to get under the blankets with like glow in the dark toys. And he's always kind of like loved to hide. So I recently like threw a bunch of quilts over his climbing triangle. This past week, we just did that. And then I went, it kept falling because he's in and out of it. So I just ordered some beach clip, like some beach towel clips, the really big, like they look like fishies. You know what I mean? Like the Jesus fish. So I got some of those so that we can basically use them anywhere. And he has a lot of those wooden climbing toys. And so they're really good for like fort building. And I also thought about getting him some wooden sticks with the little connectors, you know, like I think KiwiCo has that, so where you can like make forts out of any or out of those and throw blankets over them because he's really into that. And then I need to go to Michael's to get him some little Halloween. He bought those bats. I don't know if I don't think I said it here. I'll talk about that in a second. So we got some bats from Michael's, but those are on our fire mantle right now, but they have little string light spiders that he's been wanting. So I'm gonna go get those and put them inside his little cave area. And this morning, like he's playing with his monster trucks and he's straight up like I couldn't find him and he's sitting in his cage or his cage. Oh my God. Sorry. He's sitting in God damn it. He's sitting in his cave playing with his monster trucks. And he was being just like so chill and so quiet. And then he'll ask me to bring him more toys in there. And he's been really into that. So I, because he, and like, it's part of his environment thing and he loves that, I'm hoping that we have the same experience with Beck and the kitchen. So making the kitchen like a comfortable place for him since that is his place.
Bless you.
And, going and getting like succulents and desert plants, and I so maybe even some potted ones that aren't pointy, you know, like a cactus that's not pointy. I forgot what it's called, but it's that like bubbly looking one, you know, I'm talking about. So hopefully, we can go and find some stuff, which I'm sure we can because we're in Texas. So, to put in the kitchen and make it a little bit more like cozy for Beck, and yeah, That's it. So let's talk about this fucking week, okay? Because Mercury is in retrograde in Leo, and I have had the shittiest week. Like, so much has happened, and I'm going to talk about it right now. Okay, so I have a list of things that happened because any of these things could have happened at any time, but the fact that they all happened consecutively in this week is what's really like boggling. So first of all, I got my period, right? Which is duh, like this is around the time like I would normally get my period. But what's significant about this is that this has all happened within a few days, okay? So I get my period and I'm about to go outside to put up these bats that my kiddo found at the at Mark at my sorry at Michael's, and he really wanted them, and he's like, this is what I want from the store, like, you know, let's put them outside. So I was gonna put them outside in our front yard or in our little patio section. And before I got there, I'm like, I feel kind of funny, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, blood. So I was like, cool, all right, change that real quick. And then we go outside, and immediately it's like, I don't know if it's like a weird effect of like, oh, I noticed I was bleeding and suddenly I'm in so much pain. But I was so bloated immediately after realizing, and or maybe it just like clicked. It made sense, you know? And I was like, and so I was cramping so bad. We go outside to put these lights up, and I have Christmas lights up still just because they're cute and colorful, and they're like little string lights that we have in our patio. I also have some white lights in our patio that are technically Christmas, but they've been up forever. They're just like these little white lights. So I'm taking down the Christmas lights and I'm wrapping them around my hand, and then I feel a very sharp pain, like someone stabbed me with a needle in my thumb, and it just kind of shocked me at first. So I screamed like there was no danger. It sounded like someone splashed me with pool water. Like I was like, oh, like I don't even I that probably wasn't it, and that's an embarrassing sound, but it was like, it was almost like a laugh scream because I was like, that hurt really bad. What the fuck was that? And also, like, what the hell? Like, so I look, it was like glitching, like, not my vision. My vision, like, literally did not glitch. Like, I'm fine. I'm not allergic to anything. But, like, it was just like such a shock that I felt like I was glitching. And I looked and I made direct eye contact with this fucking wasp. And I dropped the lights, and then I for real screamed. And then we ran inside, and I grabbed the kids, and my thumb swelled up like three times its size, and it hurt like freaking hell. Okay, and I'm not allergic, or I felt like I would have like immediately like known. Nothing happened. It just swelled, and it hurt so bad, and it was like hard to use it the whole day. And I'm like, I put it on ice instead of like put it on ice for like 10 minutes and then let go and then like repeat that or whatever. And then the swelling went down, but like every couple of minutes, shooting pain, just like random shooting pain. So that was great. So that happened. And we ended up like putting the lights inside on the fire mantle. I think they worked out way better that way and they look way cuter. But yeah, I just got stung by a fucking wasp trying at right after getting my period, like immediately after. So that happens. And then the next thing that happened, which is like so insanely crazy, I didn't think that I was like going to, I don't know how much I wanted to like delve into because it was so traumatic and it's very serious. It's not like funny, like haha, wasp got stung me. But we were at the grocery store, and I was with Mika and Beck, just me and the kiddos. And Mika like starts saying that he's not feeling well and he has to throw up. So I'm like, okay, can you make it to the bathroom? And he looks like he's getting pale. And he's like, yeah. So he's in the basket, and then we go to the bathroom. We go to the family bathroom, which I'm glad we did that. And it's me, him, and Beck. And Beck's kind of like just destroying toilet paper and pulling out all the toilet paper from the roll. And Mika's standing over the toilet, hovering, trying to like find the courage to throw up, I guess, or like, you know, it's hard. Someone told me, again, I'll get into that later, but they said that it's hard for kids to throw up because their reflexes are just like, I don't know, their reflexes are different. So it's harder for them to get themselves to like throw up if they have to. So anyway, we're in the bathroom and he's like trying to throw up, and we've been in the bathroom doing this ordeal for about half an hour. Like it's been a long time. And he just and he like we weren't in the heat. We were basically in the car all day because my husband had a migraine, so he's home from work. And you know, when you have a migraine, like chronic migraines, it your whole system shuts down. And I just we got out of the house. We went to a garage sale. We had a good morning. You know, we were in the car. Beck took a nap in the car. We were cool. Everything was cool. Mika got some mac and cheese from Chick-fil-A, and I did some journaling and some podcast like notes taken down, whatever. So I got some work done, and then we went to the store to get some grocery shopping done. But then, you know, this whole thing happens, and so we're in the bathroom for a while, and he just like I was like, if you're not gonna like if you can't go, then like let's try to go home or something. Let's just finish what we're doing and go home. But he's like not getting any better. And he would go from like, I'm feeling okay, like I don't have to anymore, to like, no, I have to right now. And it's basically like when he was moving, like he would be standing over there, just like, you know, you have that feeling of like, I can't throw up, but whatever. So he does that for a while. And then Beck's just like making a mess this whole time. And like, bless Mika. He's being such an older brother this whole time. He keeps like turning back around and like going, Beck, that's a mess. And I'm like, just, it's fine. Just leave him. It's okay. Like, focus on yourself. And so, at one point, towards the end, he turns into me and kind of like tries to sit on me, and then he just goes completely limp and his head falls back. He just passes out. So I went into shock immediately, and Beck was also like trying to take his shoes off. And so like I put one of Beck's shoes back on, and like I kind of like throw Mika, like I'm trying to throw him over my shoulder, but he's completely limp. So I'm holding him kind of by his leg and with my arm as if I were like holding Beck, but he's not supporting his weight because he's out. And I'm like holding onto Beck's hand. And you know, I open up the door, and this whole time, like the janitors were like outside for a lot of it because they were like trying to clean like the family bathroom. And I don't I think janitor, like janitorial staff is probably the right or the better term. And so I'm like, I'm, you know, I'm trying to hold him over my shoulder and with one hand or one arm, and then get back to walk. And I open up the door, and one of there's the staff, the cleaning staff, were like standing by the door. And there's a guy and a girl, and the guy sees me, and he's like, what is happening? Is he okay? Like, he knocked out. And I was like, I don't, like, I was in like shock. And Beck was like trying to run away from me. And so the lady helped him put Beck into the basket that I had standing out there. And then I was just like, I don't know, he just like fell asleep on me. Like, he said he was sick, and then he fell asleep. And then I was just like, I don't even know. I don't know. Like, I was just saying, like, I don't know what happened. And so they grabbed me a chair, and they sat me down, and they went and got some ice. And then the lady went and grabbed like an alcohol wipe and was trying to like help wake up Mika. And nothing was like I was freaking out, but I was like also dead silent. And so eventually, like managers, not eventually, it was like all happening really fast. And some two managers came over, and they're like trying to like figure out what was happening. And then I kind of said like he had to throw up, and then he just like passed out. Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna like get emotional. So it was terrifying. And then like a whole bunch happened. We called the paramedics, we called 911, and Mika was like not, he wasn't like responding. At one point, his eyes opened once one of the managers said his name, and then they closed. And then I asked him if he was okay, and he kind of nodded his head yes, but he just like would not open his eyes. And so it wasn't until someone like said to check his pulse that I was like, what do you mean? Like, why would you need to check his pulse? And I was like, at that point, I was like, we're calling 911. Like, what the fuck? And so I called my mother-in-law. She used to be a paramedic. And I was like, she was the only one too who was like kind of available. Not that I wouldn't have called her. I would have called her anyway. But like, my husband was like asleep, and I don't need a migraines are chronic, you know. It's like I just felt like I needed someone to immediately get up and run over there. And then we called the paramedics once I was like, what do you mean, why are you checking his pulse? And so all this was kind of happening at the same time, and it also felt like it took like hours. It was a lot. It was intense. And I don't know. So anyway, the dispatch told us to like lay Mika down flat, and so we went to like lay him down. But then when we went to lay him down, he realized he was like not in my arms anymore, and so he freaked out and he woke up. And then he sat on me, and they're like, "Okay, if he's up, don't worry about it." They were just like saying that in case he had to throw up, like while he was like unconscious. And so he's sitting on me, and he the paramedics arrive, and he's like, he passed out again. And so they check his vitals. Everything's fine and normal. They're like saying that this can happen. We haven't been out in the heat. I reiterated like the day to them. And so they're like, okay, this can happen like with their bodies, and they overfatigue themselves, and like, they get tired and the reflexes are different, whatever. So I'm still debating on like whether like we should go ride in the ambulance, or if we should go to like the hospital right now, or like if I can drive. Or my mother-in-law wasn't there yet, so I'm still trying to like figure out like what I want to do. And then Mika's kind of like awake, and he like they start talking to him and asking him questions. He's answering with head nods and about like his shirt and Ninja Turtles and stuff. And then he points to his finger where the tape is and stuff, and she was telling him like why that was there. And he seemed a little bit more like aware at that point. And this whole time, like Beck is like in someone else's arms, like one of the managers. I have no idea. Like, I know Beck is safe, and that's all I know. And we're just trying to figure out like what the hell is going on. And then as the paramedic, I decide like I want to wait on my mother-in-law, and maybe she can drive, because I'm going to need help anyway with Beck. And so at that point, I'm just like so scared. Your mind starts to like spiral, just like if is it anything like more serious that we don't know about, like what do we need to get done, So anyway, at that point, like the paramedic is telling him like, okay, we're going to leave, and like if you want to come see us, your mommy can take you, or we can come pick you up, whatever like is best. And she's like telling him goodbye. And then he just goes, and immediately just like starts a projectile vomit. And the other paramedic runs and grabs like a baggie, and he starts throwing up just like everywhere. And like it was pretty aggressive. Like it was, I'm so sorry, I didn't give a warning about any of this. But so he like throws up into a baggie, and then immediately like thumbs up them, and then just like fine, and just like continues to like. Now he's talking, and now he's asking them questions and me. And like at this point, like my mother-in-law shows up, and we're all like, oh my God, like you feel better. And he's like, yeah. And then he sees, his Mimi, and he wants to stand up, and we like take his shirt off, and they get him a new shirt from the grocery store. They like went and got him a shirt and stuff. And so he gets dressed, and he seems good. He's talking, and we're like, what? Okay, so you just like fatigued yourself, and you had to throw up, and like everything's okay. And yeah, it was this huge, it was crazy. It was like 180. And his Mimi had left her purse in the car, so she's like, I'm gonna go get it. And then he like runs after her, running. And I'm like, what the, what? Like he was just knocked out, so he's fine. But like, what the fuck happened? And I'm not okay. I'm freaking out internally still.
Coming, babe.
And again, I'm not saying that this happened because of Mercury and fucking retrograde. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy that all this happened within, like, the same time, like, the same week. Anyway, it was emotional, and managers and I are, like, hugging and crying, and everything's okay. And we do some paperwork, and we finish, like, we just, like, check out the grocery store with what we had. They, like, he had a monster truck in his hand, too, like, before we went to the bathroom. It was in the box. And they saw it in the cart, and they just ripped it open and gave it to him. They're like, you can have this. So he like was like cool, like he was just fine. And then he asked to go to his cousin's house afterwards, which is what the plan was originally. But I was like, are you sure? Like you just had like a big moment. And he's like, yeah. And so we went to his cousin's house, and they played, and then he asked for food, and then he came home and he went to bed, and it was fine, and everything was normal. And it just, I don't know, like just fatigued. And it was the scariest fucking thing that I've ever gone through with him. And he's broken a bone before, and this was like because he was awake for that, so this, and it wasn't like a huge break, it was just like a crack. So anyway, this was terrifying. And then he was fine, and then people would like continue to check up on him, like, and it was okay, and that was it. And that's so crazy. But now I'm like terrified of when he has to throw up. I'm like, okay, throw up or don't, but like, don't try so hard, or if you don't have to, like immediately, I'm just going to take him home next time, because I It was insane. It was crazy, and I never want to go through that again. So anyway, that happens, and yeah, okay. So it was very traumatic. So that happens. He's okay. And then the next thing, the next morning, we wake up, and actually, no, it was that morning. Sorry. So during all this, like while he's like, the paramedics are there or whatever, and someone's holding Beck, the whole time, Beck has pink eye. He woke up with pink eye that day. No idea like how he got it. I mean, kids are constantly like touching everything, but he has pink eye. So I just felt like a fucking mess at the grocery store, with my wasp sting. And I mean, that's recovered now, but I was just like, what in the fuck is happening? And then my other kid with pink eye, and the next morning, Beck's pink eye is better, but it also migrated. So now both eyes are pink eyed, but not as bad as the day before. But now they both have, like, both eyes have it. So that happened. And then that took, like, we just had to keep cleaning it and whatever. And so that happened. Like, it was better the next day, but now two eyes have it. And then I step on, we're cleaning around the house, whatever. I step on his little mini monster truck, and it's the Mohawk one. So it has a Mohawk, right? And I immediately get a blood blister on the bottom of my foot, and it hurts so bad where I'm like walking is so annoying. That has never happened. I've stepped on Toro Loco with the fucking two horns. I have stepped on the horse one with the mane and shit, and I stepped on the unicorn. I have never had a fucking blood blister pop up from stepping on one of these, and it wasn't, it did, I didn't even fall. Like, there, I was last week, I was on the top of his shelf grabbing something, and I jumped down and I landed on a toy, and it hurt for a while, but no blisters appeared. I literally just step on this thing and immediately a blood blister. So I just weird that that would happen at the same, and it was like the very next day. So that happens, and I forget what else happened. I think that's it. But like the wasp, the Mika needing the paramedics, I got my period the very like second, and then Beck's pink eye, and then Beck's double pink eye, and then the blood blister. I don't know what the, this was all within like 4 days. So God bless, and high spirits, like everyone's happy, jolly. I mean, there was a 2 hour period of my time that I'll never get back and felt like 30 years of my life, but he's okay, and he doesn't remember a lot of it, so he's asking like a lot of questions about it. And he asked why we called the cops on him at one point, and I was like, those weren't cops, those are paramedics. So now he's watching ambulances on YouTube, and he keeps telling me like, remember the paramedics? And I'm like, yeah, I could never forget that. So that happened. Welcome to Mercury in Retrograde. Okay, so that aside, I turn 31 this week. It is Leo season. Happy Leo season, if I didn't say that already. And if I did, I'm going to say it a million times because happy Leo season. 31. I want to talk about my year entering 30 and all of that business and what I've learned and what I want from her, to continue. And I also did a what I wish for my 30s. So like I wanted to talk about like how much of that I've actually done as my first year of being 30. Okay, I recorded the first part of this episode before finishing these two books, and so I need to circle back real quick to what I read this week. First of all, let me tell you a story. So I have been reading Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood, and I mentioned this in last week's episode when I talked about Lili Reinhart being the FMC cast in the movie coming out, and how just I've been talking about it, how much I loved her and how I was enjoying the book, and how I was like 50% through the book and there was no smut, and then I put it on in the car because there was no smut, so I was like, it'll be fine. And then the words pee erection happened, and I was like, tee-hee-hee, because I wasn't expecting anything at all, like it just escalated so quickly, whatever. And then I finish the book. I finish it. I mark it on Goodreads. I rate it, post it to my stories. And then I go to my Hoopla to check out the next book, and I look at what I've been reading, and it is not Love Hypothesis. It is Love Theoretically. And the entire plot had to do with theoretical and experimentalist, like theoreticalist and experimentalist, that scientist. That is the whole premise of the book. And the book is called Love Theoretically. And I knew this. And I remember that when I looked up who, like, I looked up Lily Reinhardt's, like, name pronunciation, it said that she was playing Olive. And I was like, that's weird. That's not her name. And then I saw the male interest and it said his name. And I was like, that's not his name. And it still did not, it wasn't clocking to me. I still did not get it. I was like, what? Okay, they messed. I thought, like, me thinking other, they messed up, clearly. Or like, maybe the names were different. I don't know. And then I go to return it and I have not been reading Love Hypothesis, and I go to look at Love Hypothesis on Hoopla and it's on a wait list. And I was like, you fucking idiot. And so I immediately just like went and changed the, I mean, I'm like, and then on the cover of it says like author of Love Hypothesis, and it has a little photo of the cover of Love Hypothesis, and it's like, you know, remember this book? Now she wrote this book. And I feel so stupid. So I got Love Hypothesis on with one of my Audible credits. And I almost picked it up at the store because Barnes and Noble right now has like a buy one, get one half off for their romance. And I almost bought it because I'm reading it already anyways. I'm so dumb. And I have been staring at this cover every day. Every day I stare at this cover when I open the book, and I have no idea. I just dumb. I have no idea. So anyway, I have not read Love Hypothesis. I have read Love Theoretically, and I rated it 4 stars. The writing, 5 stars. The story itself, 4 stars. So now I have to go, and now I am currently actually reading Love Hypothesis. So, and it has high ratings. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I feel so dumb. I've also read, and this book I actually did read, and I can verify that for a fact. We Used to Live Here. By Jay, no, not by Jason. What's his name? By Marcus Clewer, I believe is the correct pronunciation. I said this in my ratings that I rated it 2 stars because I feel like a 1 star rating is a, I hated this entire book. I didn't hate the entire book. It just, I was like giddy with anticipation. And then every time it gave my hopes up, every time I would get a little bit like, ooh, this is getting spooky, nothing happened. In fact, the outcome was so bad. It had so much potential. And I felt like I was like, this book would be a good fanfic book. Like a rewrite would be rewrite it. Just go rewrite it. It fell completely flat. And like I said, every time I was anticipating something, it was so bad. It was like the most mediocre, boring, your accountant friend was telling the camp story over the fireplace. It felt like a fireplace. This is not a campfire story. This is you gave your accountant a shot of tequila and he decides he knows a spooky story. And in fact, it's not a spooky story. It's not even a thriller. It's just a story. I wrote in my review that the same people that found this book scary or thrilling are the same people that comment, "I claim no bad energy in the name of Jesus, amen," on TikToks that they see that are spooky. There's just, I don't even, this is just, this book just fell so flat. And I don't recommend. I truly don't. Like, I don't even think it's like worth a read. So, no. Okay, those are the books I read. Now to get into the episode of my 30th year on this planet, some reflections, themes, and then we know that I did that whole what I wish for my 30s episode. I think I did a two-parter on that, maybe. I don't know. And then we'll talk about like how I have done with that and implementing all of what I wished for my 30s so far, for my first year. So some reflections. Year 30 ended a lot of relationships. It forced maturity and trust like no other year. I felt like it's like I was very clear on the intentions that I wanted for this next decade of my life. And I feel like the universe said, okay, you've made your intentions clear. So let's show you that path and let's clear that closet out. We're gonna get rid of these skeletons and we're gonna bring them to the surface first because we have to know that they're there. I have a list of four common themes for this year. Number one being a purge of old relationships. Number two being allowing and accepting emotions. I felt emotions this year that I've never felt, truly not great feelings, and I've allowed them to be felt and then dealt with because, I mean, if I ignore them, then they're only going to get stronger or more difficult to manage. The next thing, bringing patterns that no longer serve me to the surface. And lastly, there's been no room for any neg not I was going to say abuse, but abuse it feels very intentional. I'll say like negligence, there's no room for any negligence of myself or any relationships with loved ones. There was just like everything was kind of like, it was very confrontational in a good way. It needed to be. The purge of old friendships is kind of self-explanatory. Allowing the emotions, I felt jealousy for the first time this year, and not for the first time, but like for the first time, I felt like, I guess, like a real spat of jealousy for someone who I was close with. And it just, I've never, the people in my life, I've always wanted to see succeed. And when I succeed, I feel like everyone else does. And when everyone around me does, I feel like the same. Like I'm also doing well because I have these people in my lives. And so I just, maybe, I don't know, it was just weird. It was just a weird feeling. I didn't like the way it felt. And I felt like an itch. Like I had to talk about it. I had to like get this weight off my chest because it was not a feeling that I enjoyed feeling. And I just felt like I needed to express it. I needed it to be okay. Like I needed the feeling to be okay. And I knew it wasn't like okay to be felt, but not okay to like possess, you know? And so I had to go through it because it's not a great thing. I mean, it's ugly. It's an ugly feeling. And I wasn't used to feeling this ugly. And so I worked through it in a way that with the right people, because if you talk about jealousy with the wrong people, then it just becomes uglier and it doesn't feel any better. And then you just feel like you're digging yourself in this hole and you just want to get out so bad. And you feel like my skin felt like so itchy, like it was crawling with bugs. So I just accepted that it really comes from like fear, fear of like, not that they have something that I don't, but that I'll never have it. And I know that's not true. So it's just like you have to say it. You have to say it, and then you have to accept that it's just out of fear. It's not true. And these are your anxieties and your fears coming to light, and it has nothing to do with the other person. And so once I like passed through all that, you really start to accept that this feeling is not who you are, and it doesn't have to taint any relationship that you have with whoever it is that you're feeling the jealousy towards, and it could pass, and you can have a wonderful blossoming relationship afterwards, which I'm so thankful for. So, I really feel like this is something that I probably wouldn't have been able to process in the same way, not before this time or whatever. So, I'm grateful for that. Bringing patterns to the surface, adjust the things that I have done in the past that felt toxic but weren't really checked have been very checked this year. And for the better, for the better. Just thought patterns or things that I've said, maybe without thinking or not with necessarily like ill intent, but things that could be taken the wrong way and come from a place of just like not thinking before I'm speaking, which is like I'm too old for that. And that's what the universe has shown me. It's like you're too old to just like not have intent. Not that I'm not allowed to like fuck up or make mistakes, but like not on a day to day and not in such a like it's not on a scale where it's just like a part of it feels like a part of my personality. Like, you know, it should be something that I am constantly trying to just I should have constant growth in my life without constant setbacks. So no more room for the self-abuse or neglect of like relationships. Just no negative thoughts. And if we have something that needs to be brought up in relationships, then it's brought up and it's dealt with and we move forward. If it's something that like is not being brought up and then it gets brought up and it just feels like it's not being resolved or it's danced around, there's no room for that. So either like you work through it or the person is just not your person anymore. And that's okay because you have like hopefully what's seven? Maybe 70, maybe 60 more years of life. And so it's just time to start enjoying it. And we're obviously going to collect more people within those 60 years. So not that the people that we've already collected don't mean anything, but if your assertiveness comes off as like an attack, then it's not worth it anymore. Secret secrets are no fun. Secret secrets hurt someone. It's from The Office. Now on to the list of the 12 things that I had wished or intentions I had set for my 30s and how I have actually implemented them in this first year of 30. So first on the list, we have to have a rotation of elegant sleepwear. I don't think I bought one pair. And I had them in my cart for sure. And I haven't bought any. And it's funny because I was just at a garage sale with a friend and we were talking about having some actual pajamas. And they had some. But guys, the pajamas at the shit, I just forgot what I was saying. Oh, the pajamas at the garage sale, these ladies were trying to make a buck. So we're I don't know about that. I don't know about the full price at a garage sale. So the next thing I had, I haven't done very well on those pajamas, but the next one I had was to start every Sunday morning, sweetly and with blueberries. I definitely have been having some sweets on Sunday mornings, and I've had more blueberries recently, but I am the only one who eats them, and I can only eat so many blueberries, even though they are my favorite fruit. So I haven't bought too many, but I've done all right, I'd say, on that one. Number three is more wine and conversations with my husband and friends. Yeah, I've definitely implemented that one. We've been pretty good on that. Number four, to be dressed like this for school pickup. Well, I mean, we are no school pickup right now. So I have added some new pieces and thrown out some pieces to my wardrobe. So that's been good. But we're not doing school pickup. So I don't really know about that one yet. My fifth one was dinners that look like this, and it was like this a Caesar salad and steak. And I have not recently felt like we've been eating out a lot. My dinners have looked like that, but they've not come from these hands. But I'm making some mashed potatoes tonight and some burgers. So hopefully, I can get back into the kitchen. It's just been like a crazy like month-ish, especially this last week, you guys know. So I haven't really been cooking a lot too much. And number six was to go strolling around with my little family in beautiful clothes. We're getting there. We're getting there. To create, number seven was to create more with my hands. I have been feeling this urge again. I don't know if it's like, you know, thinking about like I have been thinking about the end of summer in the beginning of fall, which is August. It's like our ending and beginning month. And so I've been like, let's just cozy it up. Let's spend some time outdoors, but let's spend some time doing some stuff with our hands. And so that theme has been like pretty prevalent in my mind this like last week. And so we're doing more. And I feel like I have been, because my kiddo is like at the age of like arts and crafts are like really big, and so I feel like I've been implementing that one to hold my partner's hands more and longer. I would say that we are doing that, especially because we're having longer car rides these days, and it's a good time to hold hands. One hand on the book, one hand on the dude. Sorry. I don't know what I'm saying. To play and converse with my children as they grow older, 100%. This has been like a summer of play and talk. That's all I've been doing. So 100% on that. To grow my relationships with my sister-in-law. Oh, sorry, to grow my relationship with my sister-in-law. Yeah, we did some heavy growth this year. We did some relationship breakthroughs, I'd say. So yes, absolutely. To live in a home that feels really that feels lived in and reflective of my inner self. Yes, I have been thrifting more pieces. I've been going to estate sales, and I feel like I've been really maintaining. I've been getting a hold on this like two kiddo thing, and I feel like I've been doing a good job of maintaining my mental space and my outer space. And I feel like it's showing up. I'm showing up on the outside. So yeah, I think we're doing pretty well. I think this first year into the 30s has been pretty good. It's been hard, more so in relationships, but like it's also been really good because I felt like everything was very needed, and the breakthroughs that I've been having have just been like the other side is so much better. So that's where we're at. 31's gonna be a good year. I feel like my home is gonna get an upgrade, and I feel good. I feel really good. I mean, entering 30s was scary. It was like leaving 20s and then feeling like I was gonna get old, and I'm not old. It just felt like, now I am like universally, people are gonna be like, that's an adult. And, definitely. It does feel that way. It feels like the universe is also telling me, like, okay, you're an adult. Like, there's no more room for all this neglect. And it's been hard, but like, not it's not been hard. It's just been uncomfortable, and I think that's good. It's good to sit with things that are uncomfortable, feel how uncomfortable they are, and move through them. And like I said, it's way better on the other side. So hopefully I'm done feeling uncomfortable for a little bit because I need a little bit of a break. But this fucking retrograde. I don't know why we had to go through a Mercury retrograde in Leo during Leo season on my birthday. Like, can I just, if I was an August Leo, I had my dad's birthday. He's also Leo, but in August, then maybe I wouldn't. Well, I definitely wouldn't because he's in on the 15th. But that's where we're at. Okay. I hope you have a good week. I will see you back next week. I hope it's better. The children are now screaming at each other, so we gotta go. All right. Bye.